The gospel this morning is from Luke 6, verses 17 and 20 through 31. Hear now these words from Luke's Sermon on the Plain. Let us listen together for God's word. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you."
For the saints, for our prayer, let's sing together. And we'll sing together, "Shall We Gather Up the River," verse 1, number 597. And Janet will give us a short introduction.
It's a rich, full day in the life of the church with much for us to think about. One of the things that we have to think about are memories and stories of those we have loved, the hagios, the saints who have died. Another thing that we have to think about today is giving thanks. Thanksgiving for who the saints were in this life and what they gave to us and to the world. So we give thanks for things like the way that they loved Jesus and taught us to do the same. We give thanks for this building, for the resources and the items that they gave to us and said, "Go and use them well." We give thanks for the particular kind of faith that we practice here in Jericho and Underhill, in which they invited us then to go and make this faith our own. So we give thanks to the saints for these and for many other things too. Another thing that we have to think about today, perhaps, is sadness. Many of us are feeling sadness today for the saints who have died and who we miss. So it's good and right today to acknowledge that sadness, to be aware of it, that we might mourn together in this way. Well, another thing that we have to think about today, and which perhaps many of us feel, but we don't always acknowledge. And maybe those are some feelings of guilt, perhaps. I mean, as we look at the list of saints and we think about individual lives and faces and names and people that we've known, we might begin to compare ourselves, which would lead us maybe to one of two guilt-inducing conclusions. Maybe we look at some of the saints on that list and say, my goodness, they were so giving and so loving and so faithful and so wonderful and so good in adversity, I could never be like that. So maybe we feel a little guilty for being, as we see it, spiritually inferior somehow, not being the real saints like they were. Or we could go the opposite way, and we could be like the puffed up Pharisee from our gospel reading from last week. Maybe you remember him. We might look at some of the names on that list and say, thank you, God, for not making me like those saints. I'm the spiritually superior one. I'm the faithful one. I'm the real saint. So we might feel spiritually superior, and maybe we feel a little guilty for feeling that way. It's hard to say what you're feeling today, but I think guilt has a way of slipping in there alongside our memories, our thanksgiving, our sadness, and all the other things that we feel today. So today, this All Saints Day, is a rich, full day that gives us many things to think about. So I'm grateful that we also this morning are given the gospel reading from Luke chapter 6. You see, because in this reading, Jesus comes to us and gives us not just another thing to think about. He gives us the thing to think about. Something essential, maybe even it's the heart of the gospel. In what's often called the Sermon on the Plain, roughly parallel to Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, but in the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus goes and stands on a level place, and there he begins to teach his disciples. And paraphrasing what he says, look, everybody, I know that you're suffering. I know that life is difficult, but it won't always be this way. So may the joy of future hope become joy for you now, today, right here in the middle of your difficult circumstances. And then he goes on to say, in the meantime, don't be unjust, don't be greedy, don't cling on to things that will pass away, but do good. Love your neighbor, turn the other cheek, treat others the way that you want to be treated. It's simple, right? I mean, it's simple and beautiful what Jesus says to us this morning. Hang on, he says. Don't contribute to the suffering of others, but build others up, and in that way, build God's kingdom of peace and justice. It's simple and it's beautiful, but maybe it's too simple, maybe it's too beautiful, because in our busy and cluttered, full lives, we have a way of losing those words. So today, of all days, let's not lose it. Today, as we honor the saints by remembering them and giving thanks for them, by honoring them by feeling the feelings that we feel in response to their lives and who they were, it's good and right that we should honor the saints in that way. But another way of honoring them is as we look at the saints, you see, is to look through the saints, to see the Christ who they tried to follow and who we are trying to follow, each in our own imperfect but still saintly ways. So today let's remember Jesus the Christ, you know, the one who was born in a manger, the one who taught and healed and fed, the one who was crucified, the one who died, the one who was raised again and saved us all. Let's remember Jesus the Christ, the one who says simple and beautiful things to us like this. Happy are you who are poor, because God's kingdom is yours. Happy are you who hunger now, because you will be satisfied. Happy are you who weep now, because you will laugh. Happy are you when people hate you, reject you, insult you, and condemn your name as evil because of the human one. Rejoice when that happens. Leap for joy because you have a great reward. Their ancestors did the same things to the prophets. But how terrible for you who are rich because you have already received your comfort. How terrible for you who have plenty now because you will be hungry. How terrible for you who laugh now because you will mourn and weep. How terrible for you when all speak well of you. Their ancestors did the same things to the false prophets. But I say to you who are willing to hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. If someone takes your coat, don't withhold your shirt either. Give to everyone who asks, and don't demand your things back from those who take them. Treat people in the same way that you want them to treat you. Something simple, beautiful, something essential, something right at the heart of the gospel. Something for us to remember today and every day on our path to become more and more the saints that Jesus called us to be, that our ancestors modeled for us, and which the world is so desperate for. For all the saints. Amen.